For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. This past weekend, a controversial evangelist made an appearance in Asheville, but as expected, there were plenty of demonstrators there to greet him. Franklin Graham's Decision America Tar Heel State Tour drew thousands to the U.S. Cellular Center on Sunday, but it also drew a number of protesters who don't agree with how Graham, son of the late Reverend Billy Graham, mixes his politics with his preaching. One was Shelby native Morris Davis.
I believe in separation of church and state, but if the church wants to get involved in telling people how to vote, as you've seen recently, Ralph Reed and others have told people that it's an obligation, you know, to vote for Trump and support Trump, which, you know, the only president I know that has clearly checked off all 10 of the commandments by violating them, and yet the Christian right says that, you know, he's the chosen one, and I don't buy that. So if they want to get involved in politics, then they ought to pay taxes like the rest of us.
Colonel Morris Davis also happens to be a retired Air Force lawyer who was the chief prosecutor at Guantanamo Bay until he resigned in 2007 because he opposed waterboarding. He was holding a sign declaring Graham a false prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T. Holding a sign nearby was another man who gave his name only as Joe.
So people have been walking by reading your sign. It says, Franklin Graham, your mother and father would be ashamed of you. You are a hypocrite. What have people been saying to you?
Most of them tell me they disagree with it.
But Graham has come under fire for commenting on what he calls moral issues that are public policy matters and has been especially critical of the rights of the LGBTQ and transgender community. A group of more than 40 showed up with signs and banners, arguing with attendees and police.
We love you, closeted queer and trans people! The grass is greener!
I bet you got D's in pig school, didn't you? I bet that really brought down your ego.
Oh, they still pass, though. It's an IQ thing. It's slow enough to get in.
Although they started on a corner adjacent to the venue, the protesters soon moved close to the main entrance, lining up to face the crowd. Once they did, they unfurled a large banner. It read, "No hate in these hills and hollers." I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt for BPR.